Here with me, I'm speaking to John Stevenson. And John, you've only been on board here a few weeks as the Vice President for Sales and Marketing for New Holland Ag Equipment. Just for those of us who want to get to know you a little bit, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, my background basically was in the commercial truck, heavy vehicle, and the specialty truck industry. I spent about 10 years with Mack Trucks at different positions of manufacturing. I was a plant manager for Volvo, and I ran the largest truck plant in North America for Daimler Trucks North America. After that, I was president and CEO of American LaFrance, a custom fire and emergency truck builder. We also had a commercial truck line. So,
well, what brings you over here to the ag side?
Actually, I was a little bit semi-retired when I got the call from New Holland. I think it's an outstanding opportunity and really a noble cause. I mean, we're producing products to, you know, to help feed the world, and today even, you know, help fuel the world when we talk about biodiesel and ethanol. But it's a great opportunity, a great company, and I'm looking forward to the future.
So have you been to a Farm Progress show before, or is this your first one?
It's my first one, and I'm impressed with the amount of equipment that's here. It's very impressive.
Well, and the fact that people like Gene and Alicia come out and shine it up every day before the customers get here, right?
Just them? They gave me a rag this morning, so.
That wasn't in the contract, was it?
That was in the small print that I didn't read.
Well, welcome, and welcome here to Farm Progress Show, and thanks again to New Holland for sponsoring our coverage of the show again this year. When you look at you describe it as an opportunity. I'd say it sounds like a great opportunity and some great people to work with. Just your thoughts. I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but probably a lot to absorb. But, you know, what are your thoughts as you've taken over and started to work into this position?
Well, it's a heritage company. A lot of responsibility comes with that. And we just have to make sure that, number one, we're focused on the customer. And our products and our services, we turn over every stone possible to make sure we're giving a customer exactly what they need so they can be profitable in their business as well.
Well, looking at the job that you have, describe some of the types of things that you're going to be doing here in this position.
We're going to be reevaluating everything. Again, everything from our products, our services, even our organization. And to see, are we truly focused on the customer? And then based on that, then we will reorganize as necessary and take a look at where there's holes in the products or maybe where customers want additional options and features that maybe we don't offer today.
Mm-hmm. Well, in going through that effort, which makes perfect sense for anybody that's in business to do that at least periodically anyway, how are you going to go about that? Anything you might want to share in terms of the sort of the process or what you expect to come from this effort?
Well, I expect to make sure we have focused teams internally that are regional as well as product-based across the country, across North America, really, U.S. and Canada. And I expect the feedback to come from the grassroots, from the ground up. The decision, the direction on decision should be coming from the farms, from the ranchers, from the people at the base up to us, and we should be able to satisfy their needs accordingly.
Now, I think I understand that you're actually going out and visiting with dealerships, and I don't know how much of that you've had a chance to do yet, but any impressions from kind of being out in the field so far?
Well, actually, I start my tour in September, and every other week I'll be at a different region in North America, meeting with customers, meeting with dealers, and taking a look at, number one, are we doing our job or not, and getting that trade from the customers.
And looking at whether it's this show or just this time of year, we're getting near harvest time, at least here in the Midwest. Anything you might want to say to farmers about New Holland at this point?
Just to look forward to a New Holland. We are going to make sure the company, again, is customer-focused and that we provide the products and services that are worthy of our name and worthy of their respect.
Great. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking a few moments early here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.